Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and I am partial to virtually all things Norwegian because my wife is from Norway. She's from Kristiansand, and we were married there 38 years ago from the year of our Lord, 2018, when this is being recorded. Right now, we're going to talk with a Christian leader, an up-and-rising Christian leader from Norway. He was born in Oslo. His name is Edward John Hughes, and he's a host on God TV. I believe his program is called Fearless Living. He's also a musician, and apparently he's a former soccer player. And Mr. Hughes, it's great to talk with you, and congratulations, by the way, on Norway winning so many of those prizes in the recent Winter Olympics.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. It's an honor to be on your show, and I greet you from Scandinavia today. It's a cold day in Norway. I'm standing here with a beautiful view right now over downtown, and it's evening here. I know it's earlier for you, but it's wonderful to be alive, and I greet you from here. And yes, we've done fantastic. I mean, we're proud of our Norwegian athletes. They've done a fantastic job, and you know, what can we say? They put us on the map again, you know? So it's all good.
My wife likes to say, you know, look, there's only about 5 million Norwegians, and there's more than 300 million Americans, and yet the Norwegians did better, and they consistently do better, it seems, at the Winter Olympics. Now, speaking of athletics, you used to be a soccer player, I understand, and then at one point you had kind of a conversion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right, Jerry. I was actually a ski jumper back in my days, and skied for the junior national team, and then played soccer during the summers. And anyways, I ended up coming to the United States when I was about 16 years old, and at the age of 23, I was playing in the MSL League in America. And it was in 1993 that I was running after the ball. I was playing for a team called the Tulsa Roughnecks. And we were playing against Dallas Sidekicks at the time, I remember. But I was a forward and a left winger. And suddenly, during one of the games, I hear this voice. And I heard this voice not just with my ears, but I heard it with every fiber in my being. And it was as familiar to me as though it was my mother or my father. But the voice simply said to me, as I'm running full speed, he said, "Edward John, are you going to run after that ball the rest of your life, or will you run after me like you run after that ball?" And that was my last soccer game, Jerry. And I started serving the Lord from that day on, and I've been going full force ever since, not scoring goals, but scoring souls for the kingdom. And that's my whole idea now. My whole life is all about winning souls. And so here I am in Scandinavia. And I'd say it's probably one of the harder grounds in the world to work mm-hmm. with as far as secularism mm-hmm. is concerned and the spiritual climate. But I'm so happy to be here because I want to fight the fight, and I want to see our country and our nations in Europe come to Jesus Christ. It's so important today, and it's important for eternity for every soul listening.
Amen. This is Edward John Hughes. Now, tell us about what church attendance is like in Norway.
Well, we are obviously not a big country, like you said. You know, if we have a big church in Norway, if you have a huge church, a mega church would be about between 1,000 to 2,000 people. A normal church gathering would be anywhere between 50 to a couple of hundred. Would be a normal attendance. So we're not a huge church-going country in comparison to the United States, but we do have a heritage of missions and missionaries, and a lot of the people in the United States, many of you, and like yourself, Jerry, you're now married to a Norwegian, it sounds like, over there, so... Mm-hmm. Or at least you've been here, but the heritage of many Scandinavians was that they went to America with this burning desire to show the rest of the world and the United States that Jesus Christ was the way. So we're known as one of the greatest missions nations in the world, and we've sent out more missionaries per capita over the last 100 to 200 years than any country in the world. But right now, we are on a decline. And that's why I feel like this is such an important place to begin, because we are a very, very wealthy country, lots of wealth, and it's a great country to be in, but we have so many souls to win and to get on fire so the Vikings can rise up again and take some new ground. So that's the whole calling for me, is basically to say, Scandinavians, it's time to pray, it's time to rise up, it's time to win souls. And so we have started a prayer movement over here where we're fighting for souls daily, just simply on Facebook, and now they're picking it up on national networks and on smaller networks to kind of help us in raising this army of 1 million prayer warriors. And the goal is to see 1 million saved within the next few years. So we're believing for great results, but that's how it is in Norway right now.
Wow. When you say 1 million saved, do you mean 1 million Norwegians? Because if that's the case, you're talking about maybe 20% of the country.
Well, you know, all things are possible with God, and it takes a move of the Lord, and then, you know, many will come to him. There's two directions in my heart right now. The one is, yes, to see 1 million saved in our country, but also I want to take Scandinavia and what we have here and show the rest of the world that we are not only good at Olympics or we can play good games and stuff, but we are also a nation of strong people who want to share the gospel. So I'm trying to actually reverse it. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And so so we're building this platform from Oslo, in the center of Oslo, where we're bringing what's happening in this region of the world out to the rest of the world, so that you guys know that we actually exist and are fighting with you and for you.
Huh, that's interesting. You know, there's a terrific museum in Oslo, and it's my favorite museum, and I love museums, but it's dedicated to the Norwegian resistance during World War II. And I bring it up because of this factor. They actually say in that museum right there in Oslo, they say that it was the Christian culture and the Christian conviction, something to that effect, in the hearts of the Norwegians that allowed them during that time, in the, you know, 1940 is when Hitler took over in Norway, to 1945 in May of 1945. It was the Christian culture that allowed the Norwegians to so bravely resist against the Nazis and to kind of work against them, sabotage and so forth. And it's really an amazing story. But to see that explicitly spelled out, it was really fascinating. So, you know, you have the heritage, and even the fact that the Vikings were ever converted in the first place is an absolute miracle. So you've got rich heritage. Now it's a matter of, you know, building on that foundation and reclaiming what's been lost.
Well, exactly, Jerry. And this is what's so exciting for me right now, because I spent, you know, I grew up in Norway. I spent all my years here. And then I went to America, and I got saved in America. You know, that's where the Lord took my heart and transformed my life. And then I come back and I think, you know, God, you know, there's got to be a way of raising up an army of believers that will be a part of shaking Europe. And but you know what I discovered, Jerry, is that most Christians today, we are Christians by word, but we're not Christians indeed, meaning we don't take time to seek and pray the kingdom of God like Jesus said we should do. And so we simply said, if we're going to move mountains, we have to ask. If we want to see souls saved, we got to ask. The Lord said, you have not because you ask not. And so that's what we've decided to do. We ask of the Lord for the nations, and he says we will have the nations if we ask him. But most Christians, Jerry, and you know this, that only 3 to 4% of the Christian community have even taken time to read the Bible from cover to cover, which is astounding, you know, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So that means that many Christians actually don't really know the real foundation and the power that they have in the name of Jesus. It's come secondhand, not firsthand. And so we've decided we want it firsthand, and then we go.
So you're really working towards a great revival. There was a Norwegian man that lived about 300 years ago, Hans Nielsen Hauge. Explain his significance in Norway's history.
Well, he was a shaker and a mover in our country. He was a businessman, and he served the Lord wholeheartedly. But he would go from city to city in Norway, actually knitting sweaters and using his hands to knit sweaters and sell them to make money. But what he did was he started an industry pretty much everywhere he went. So he became a revolutionary for the country, preaching the gospel, getting businesses fired up, and everywhere that man went, something would happen or something new would come into being. Obviously, back in the time, they hated him because anyone who walked with the Lord was under a lot of persecution, and he was thrown into jail many times, but they couldn't stop him. He was unstoppable, and you're mentioning actually the man, Jerry, that the Lord has spoken to me about. We have to claim that heritage back again. And so here we are, central downtown, and we began, and hundreds and of names and, you know, many, many people. Like today we saw people saved, and we pray just on Facebook, and we take our link and we spread it around, and we see just through simple prayer and obedience, the Lord is beginning a massive movement, and it's wonderful to see, wonderful.
Wow, that's neat. Now, we hear lots of reports about Europe in terms of Islam, and some have even used the phrase Islamic invasion. Tell us about Islam in Norway.
Well, sure. Great question. You know, just not right next to me right now, here where we have the studios, we have the largest mosque in Norway, and we pray for them. But, you know, we've decided to turn that around. Yes, there is an invasion, but if we don't go, God obviously has to send them somewhere so they can hear the gospel. So we see this as an opportunity to win over Islam and the Muslims by letting them come into our country. We show them love, we show them respect, and then we offer the gospel. And we're seeing that people, yes, are coming to the Lord, and we see also that many of them are the strongest evangelists we have. So we think this is a good movement if we receive it with the right spirit.
Now, this center that you're talking about that you are, you know, I guess in charge of or whatever, is this directly, is it a church? Is it a ministry center? Is it a television outreach? Or is it all of the above?
Yeah, it's all of the above. You're exactly right. We've started a TV. I was the leader for a national channel in Norway called Channel 10 for the last 7 years, and we've built a network that reached the nation. And then the Lord said, build Scandinavia today and take Scandinavia to the world. So this is a TV studio facility. It's a church, and it's all of the above that you mentioned. We are a prayer center, a lighthouse. We teach the word, we do seminars, we baptize people when they come in to do that, and we are a center of light and bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth, and that's what we want to do.
Okay, and I assume you have your sights beyond just Norway itself, although that it too is a big mission field. But when I consider, for example, Sweden, which is not too far, really, from Norway. Sweden has really gone downhill in some ways. I mean, I was just reading about a lesbian bishop in Sweden who was saying, we need to take the crucifixes off our churches so that the Muslims won't be offended, and we need to install prayer shawl or prayer booths, you know, in our churches for the Muslims. We have about half a minute to wrap up.
Yes. Well, you're right. It is going downhill, but the good thing is, right as everything's sliding down, the Lord is coming in the greatest darkness with His light. And for the first time in history, my dear friend and co-laborer, Mr. Börje Claesson, built this Christian TV network that reaches most of Sweden for the first time in history, and we are co-laboring together now for the kingdom. So we think we're going to see a great light shining in darkness. I really believe that.
So God is on the move, even in Europe. Thank you so much for being with us. EdwardJohn.org for more information. God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much, Jerry. God bless you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.